In December 1961, South Africa's anti-apartheid movement entered a new phase of resistance. It took up arms. Among the key minds behind this militant response was Nelson Mandela.
If we look at the way people were oppressed, their dignities being deprived, the way people were brutally murdered, removed from areas, the laws of segregation, I don't think there's any other way to justify why we had to go to the armed struggle.
Adil November was a bodyguard of Mandela after his release and is a former member of the ANC's military wing, Umkhonto Wesizwe, or Spear of the Nation. MK targets included petrol stations, railway lines, and in one of its most successful attacks, a power substation.
Now, MK had also planned an attack on one of the main fuel refineries here in Cape Town, and the hope was that had that attack been successful, it would not have only brought the South African economy to a standstill, but it would also have allowed political prisoners on Robben Island, about 7 kilometres offshore, an opportunity to witness the attack as the refinery went up in flames.
November remembers Mandela as a particularly revolutionary figure.
Mandela foresee that we are not going to have our freedom by means of talk. Mandela foresee that there was a need to protect our people. There was a need to hit back at the enemy, which was suppressing and depriving our people of their rights. So people have this beautiful picture of, they painted of seeing Mandela as the peacemaker. He became a peacemaker after he endured war.
When South Africa became a democracy in 1994, most MK soldiers were incorporated into the army. November argues that suggestions that South Africa will descend into anarchy now that Mandela has died is a construct of the imperialists, saying that those who fought for their freedom understand peace best. Hassan Siriya, Press TV, Cape Town.